Krishnaya, Krishna Bhaktaya, Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Namasvesam manamati sachiputram matra swarupam Rupam dasya rajam urupurim maturim ghostavatim Radha kundam girivaram mahoradika madhavasam Prapto yasya pratita kripaya Shri Gurum tam natosmi Janulam bhuto bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtane gopitaro Kamahayatakso Vishvambaro dvijavaro Yugatam apalo Vande jugapriyakaro Karuna avataro Anapita chidim chidat Karuna avatinakalo Samarpaitam manujvala rasam Svabhati shriyam Hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipitaha Sada hridaya kandare spadatuva sachinandanaha Uttama adama kichuna bachila jachiya dileka kola Kahe premananda emana goranga ridaya dadiya bola Baja Goranga, Kaha Goranga, Laha Gorangira Namare Chejana Goranga Vaje Se Hoyamara Pranare Chejana Goranga Vaje Se Hoyamara Pranare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Yashaiva Padam Bhuja Bhakti Labhya Prima Vidana Parama Pumata Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Shri Chaitanya Chandraya
In the Brihan Naradiya Purana, it describes the mood and behavior of an exalted personality. And therein it says that
Sakyam sapta padinam syad ityahur dharmakovidaha Satam sapta padimatri sat satam tri paditata sat satam apiyesantastesham maitri pade pade.
Those who understand the principles of social interaction, they say that friendship takes place in seven words that are spoken or seven steps walked together. Friendship with a good man may be established simply by exchanging seven words with him or walking seven steps together. Friendship with a very good man may be established in merely three words or three steps. But saintly persons establish friendship at every step. So I feel very happy that we had some chance to make some friends here. And we've exchanged more than three words, more than seven words. And we've walked some distance together on a very strange and mysterious path, the path of this bhajan and separation. We want to remember Srila Prabhupada We want the blessings of Srila Prabhupada. Without his blessings, we don't have anything. Srila Prabhupada was not very happy. Devotees prematurely started speaking about Radha Krishna Leela, things like this. He was following the mood of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who, as Bhakti Vikas Maharaj notes in that book, he forbade the devotees from basically they weren't reading books at all. In his mutt, they were just hearing classes. That was the system. And there was no classes on Chaitanya Charitamrita. There was definitely no classes on the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. They were hearing from Chaitanya Bhagavat and like that. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that one exception to this principle that we shouldn't prematurely hear about Radha Krishna Leela is that we may hear something about separation. And we may hear something about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I hope none of you have been unhappy with me, because yesterday especially we spoke about some things which are very, very high things. They're too much for us. Very high things. But, please don't misunderstand in our own little childlike way. We want to try to do something to please Srila Prabhupada. Because my revered spiritual master, he said, now is the time to show that Prabhupada gave everything. And everything is in Prabhupada's books. But it's no longer 1969. Things have changed quite a lot. The Vaishnava community's changed quite a lot. We need to understand that Srila Prabhupada was a very, very rustic Vaishnava. And his purpose in coming, as he spoke indirectly to Malati Mataji in Vancouver, and I think this is like 1967 or 68, very, very early on. She was saying, Prabhupada, I don't understand. What's the difference between Vishnu and Krishna? Should we worship Vishnu or should we worship Krishna? And Prabhupada told her, you can worship Vishnu if you like, but better to worship Krishna. Because Krishna is Purnam. He's complete. And Vishnu, he's only partial. And in this talk and in many, many other talks, Srila Prabhupada revealed something about his own desire. It wasn't just some religious system that he wanted to come and give, but he wanted devotees, as he expressed once when Narantra Prabhu asked a question, I think we mentioned in class a few days ago, in Atlanta, Georgia, when Srila Prabhupada came in to visit and all the Radha Damodar devotees were there, and Prabhupada gave a wonderful lecture about Shishigorni Thai. He started crying during the lecture. And Narantra Prabhu stood up and during questions and answers, and he said, Prabhupada, how can we please you in the best way? And all those enthusiastic brahmacharis, everybody jumped up like this, you know, that is waiting for Prabhupada to say, distribute my books, and they're going to start screaming so loud the roof was going to blow off. And Prabhupada, in a very humble, gentle way, he said, simply love Krishna. So this is Srila Prabhupada's purpose. We should understand that. And it's not 1968 anymore. We need to have some other things to help keep the prestige of this society. So please forgive me if we've gone a little bit high the last few days. Today we'd like to try to speak something about the relevance of all these things for us. And just as these things, frankly, I don't know about anything that I can think of that's higher than Srimati Radharani's feelings and separation from Krishna culminating in her desire to die. I can't think of any mood higher than that. And just as that's the highest, most inconceivable thing, so also there's some mercy which is available to us, which is also adbhuta. Adbhuta Karanya, simply astonishing mercy. And that's the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as we touched on a little yesterday, Krishna, he told the gopis that my principle is I always repay my debt. Krishna can't tolerate to not reciprocate with his devotee. He'll always reciprocate with his devotees. Don't think that Krishna's not there. Sometimes he hides in the bushes, so to speak, just to see what we're going to do in apparent separation from him. But Krishna never, never leaves his devotee. So he was in a quandary. How can I repay this debt to Srimati Radharani? I don't have the wealth to repay this debt. What is the nature of Srimati Radharani's love? Sometimes we ask a riddle to devotees, and we've already given away the riddle, so I'll give the answers with it. We ask devotees, who is the greatest devotee of Krishna? What service is it that they do which gives them that position of being the greatest devotee? And the third question is, what's the proof, the best proof of questions number one and two, the answers for number one and two? Well, the best devotee is Srimati Radharani. What service is it, though, that she does that makes her so very, very special? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the beginning of Adi Leela, in the first few chapters, and especially in Adi Leela 1 to 4, he speaks about the inner mood of Krishna and why he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one of the important principles that he speaks about is how Krishna wanted to taste what Radharani had. Krishna says, Nija prema smari mora hoya jehalada Taha hoite koti guna rada prema smara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nija prema svadi, I get the happiness, the ecstasy which I'm entitled to get. Moro hoya ruhedana, the pleasure. But taha hoiti koti gunarada prema svada. Srimati Radharani gets 10 million times more pleasure and our loving exchanges than I get. Krishna says, Nishaya jatiya su amara asrada Ama vaite koti guna asrahira laga Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He says, I taste the bliss for which the priti vishroy, the object of love, is entitled. I have my stock in the company, and I get my certain dividend from that for being the priti vishroy. He says, but the pleasure that Srimati Radharani gets is 10 million times greater. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in the sixth verse of the first chapter of Adi Leela, he describes the three internal reasons why Krishna came as Srimati Radharani. Sri Radhaya pranaya mahima kidriso vanayaiva svadyo inat bhuta madurima kidriso vamadiyaha sokyam chashyamanana bhavada kidrisam viti lobhat tad bhavada ja samajani sachi garva sindhu harindu. He says there that Krishna came because there were three types of greed which weren't fulfilled in Krishna Leela. Krishna's Rasika Shekhar, and he sees, wait a minute, Radharani, she's getting more pleasure than I am. I want to understand, what is that pleasure that she's getting? Shiradeya Pranaya Mahima. So he had three desires. The first was Pranaya Mahima Kidriso. What is it? What is the nature of her pranaya, her love for me? And it's significant. We won't touch on it right now. But why the word pranaya is used? Why not prema or mahabhav? And this or that. Pranaya means when the lover and the beloved become one. And it's this pranaya that Srimati Radharani experiences at the time of Vipralamba, that Sudura Prabhas Virpalamba, when Krishna has gone at a great distance. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidriso Vanayaiva Swajyo Yenit Bhuta Madhurima Kidriso. Kidriso means, what is it? What is it? His second question. Swajyo Yenit Bhuta Madhurima Kidriso. What kind of pleasure does Srimati Radharani get from tasting my Rupa Madhuri, my Guna Madhuri, my Leela Madhuri, the beauty of my form, my qualities, and my pastimes? What does she experience? Krishna can't understand it. He wanted to know what was that thing. And so come, chashamana nabhavada kidrisam. What kind of pleasure is she getting? I can't understand it. We can't understand Krishna. He's asamurdva. No one can be equal to him. No one can be greater than him. He has that supreme position as Bhagavan. And Srimati Radharani similarly has a supreme position as being the supreme relisher. And that service of relishing Krishna's Rupa Madhuri, his Guna Madhuri, his Leela Madhuri, these different qualities of Krishna, that relishment is supreme in Srimati Radharani. It surpasses the ability of Krishna. So Krishna's very greedy. And he becomes greedy. How can I taste that thing? How can I taste that? He said that Vikara bhava kandi angikara bhine Vahitina sukha prabhu nahe ashwata Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna knew, unless I accept the mood and the complexion of Srimati Radharani, he says, and these three desires will never be fulfilled in me. So we touched on this thing a little this morning. It's a very big subject matter. If you want to know something more about it, read the book Embankment of Separation in the chapter, Why Did Ramananda Roy Faint? It's a very big subject. We spoke for 3 hours about this in Faridabad in Delhi before we left. And it's another connected subject, but not exactly. How Krishna entered into the heart of Radharani. But Rupa Goswami, in short, he says, Rasastomam Hritva, that he entered her heart and he stole that love. And as we mentioned this morning, then when he came out, suddenly everything was different. The gopis were gone. Instead, there was a bunch of Brahmins around and they were doing kirtan. And the Jamuna River was gone. Instead of the Jamuna, there was the Ganga. Vrindavan was gone. And instead, there was Navadweep Leela. And Shamasundar, when he looked at his body, he saw that his Krishna Varna, his blackish complexion, was gone. And he became Gauravarna. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Tapta Kanchana Gauranga. Just as Srimati Radharani has this golden complexion, so also does Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because that golden color is the color of Madanakya Mahabhav, that topmost ecstasy of love which manifests in separation. So we say, Kaviraj Goswami says, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam, that Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but Radha Bhava is predominating in him. And because that Radha Bhava is there, then her kanti, her complexion, also necessarily has to come. And so he came as Gaurasundar. Now, if we contemplate upon Gaura Leela, and as we said the last few days, this Gaura Leela is non-different from Krishna Leela, a question arises in Gaura Leela. How is it that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his mother? And how is it that he left his wife, Vishnupriya? Was there some blemish some spot on their love? Was there some fault in their love? This is a very important question to understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a brahmachari, and he's a mamachari. He's very, very attached to his mother. He becomes very, very happy when anyone calls out, Jai Sachinandana Gaurahari. All glories to Lord Gaurahari, who's the beloved son of Mother Sachi. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke about his love to his mother in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And he told his mother, he described to her about her own exalted position. Aro dui janma e sanjitarambe hai ba tumara putra ami allame Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Mora archa murti mata tuni te belani Shiva rupa tuni mata Mama Rajanani, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, He told his mother, I've taken birth twice to start this Sankirtan movement. Haiba Tomara Putra, Ami Avalambe. He said that I've taken birth both times as your son. Mora Archamurti, and my form is the Archamurti, the deity. Matya Tumi Sedarani. My dear mother, in my form as a deity, you became the goddess earth, Bhumi Devi. And you gave birth to my deity form. And Jiva Rupa Tumi Mata. Namera Janani. When I appear as the holy name, then you've appeared as everyone's tongue in this world. You can't separate Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his mother. It's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat about Krishna. Jaha hoiti apanara para baba hoi Sri bhara bhutya loke kare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the devotees, they describe to Krishna that you're conquered by love. But this is a very, very confidential thing, a very secret thing. The people of this world don't understand. They can't understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead takes Sridhama on his shoulders and carries him, how he's defeated in a play fight with Sridhama, how he's bound up by the ropes of Mother Yashoda. They can't understand. And so for them, he remains hidden behind his form is Lord Narayan, Bhagavan, the God who creates everything. But Krishna says to Prahlad Maharaj, Sadamukto pi badhosmi, bhaktena sneharaja bhiyajito pi tojito aham, tairavaso pi vasi kritaha. Although I'm mukto, sadamukto pi, I'm always liberated, I become bound up with the rope of love of my devotees. He said, I'm never independent in actuality. He tells Durvasa Muni, Aham Bhakta Paradino, Hyasvatantrivadvija, Sadubir Grashtaridayo, Bhakta Bhakta Jana Priyaha. He said, I'm completely under the control of my devotees. I can't do anything without my devotees. I'm not independent. And because my devotees have no material desires, I'm only in their heart. And my devotees are only in my heart. So then how is it? Not even why is it? The question is not how. The question is why. Excuse me, the question is not why, the question is how. How is it that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could leave his mother? Not why, but how. Because her love is so powerful. How could he leave Vishnu Priya? And therefore, Lochandas Thakur and Chaitanya Mangal, he describes, Onika Rahasya Katha Kahe Vata Hate Nairagya Adbhuta Prabhu Ute Dinamate Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama. He says, Onika Rahasya Katha, I'm going to tell you many, many secrets, such as the secrets of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas lila. Oneka rahasya katha. It's a very, very secret thing, a very, very deep thing, a very, very profound thing. To understand this, we have to have some understanding of Krishna lila. And it was for that purpose that we spoke about the topics that we spoke of the last few days. Because unless we understand something about these things, and what can we understand? These are very, very high topics. But unless we understand something about them, we can't understand why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And if you can't understand why Mahaprabhu came, how will you get the topmost thing that he comes to give you? Sometimes we ask the devotees if they would like the mercy of Lord Nityananda. It's another katha that we have. And everybody raises their hand. And then we ask them, what is the mercy of Lord Nityananda? It means you have Krishna prema. So then we ask, how many devotees have gotten that? And no one raises their hand. Or one or two devotees raise their hand. Often they say, I've gotten the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Achcha, how? Because I'm here? Because I got initiated? And I say, yes, that's a fact. Now, if you meet Bill Gates, Bill Gates is one of the richest men in the world, maybe the richest man, I don't know, a multi-billionaire, and Bill Gates gives you $5. Have you gotten the mercy of Bill Gates? Yes, you've gotten something, but $5? When he can give you a few $1 billion? In one sense, we can say yes, because he's given you something. But in another sense, we say no. But I haven't really gotten that thing yet. And so, sometimes there's some seeming contradiction. Sometimes we describe that someone's simply gotten the mercy just by seeing a devotee, just by once chanting the holy name. And then other times, as in the language of Prabodhananda Sarasvati Thakur, he says, Vanchitosmi, Vanchitosmi, Vanchitosmi. And his son says, I've been cheated, I've been cheated, I've been cheated. Because Prema Dana Vina Vyarta Daridra Jivana Dasa Kori Vetan More Deha Prema Dana. Because I didn't get that Krishna Prema, I don't want $5. I want $100 million. I want $1 billion. I want the topmost thing. Those devotees of Lord Gaurasundar, they're very, very greedy because Krishna became greedy. And to satisfy his greed, he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the seventh chapter of the book, which is written by the disciple of Janava Mata, whose name was Nityananda Das, in his book Prema Vilas, he describes a conversation, a very confidential conversation between Lokanath Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in that discussion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expresses something about the purpose of his coming. Sukhadasa pita mata jera sevan chita Sade sakhi vana jane jera sevan chita Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare Hare.
Sakadasa Pitamata Jera Savanchita. He says Lokanath Goswami, he said, my friends, my servants, my father and mother, Jay Rashi Vanchita, someone translated this, they're bereft of this mellow. But directly what it's saying is they were cheated. They couldn't understand this Gopi Bhav. They couldn't understand that thing. And this love that Krishna had for the gopis. Sabi Saki Gana Jani, Jay Rashi Mohita. He said only the gopis can understand that thing. He says, Lokanatha Swami, you should understand, I'm a Rini. I'm in anxiety because I'm in debt. I have a very, very big debt. When someone has a debt, they're in anxiety, isn't it? If you have a very big debt, you'll be in so much anxiety. How am I going to pay this off? So Krishna, he told Lokanath Goswami, I'm in debt to Srimati Radharani. I don't know how to repay this debt. It's always troubling me. I don't have the wealth to repay this. So he told Lokanath Goswami that Radhikara Bhava Laya Sabha Prayojana Keva Puja Keva Sune Jai Mora Mana. He said that understanding, accepting this mood, this bhava Srimati Radharani, is my only necessity. Kebala Shuni. He said, who can understand the nature of my mind? And he said a very deep thing. Hare Krishna. He says it to repay my debt to Srimati Radharani. I have to change some things. I have to give up this pitambar dhoti, this yellow dhoti. He said that Srimati Radharani, just as she wears the color of my limbs on her body, Srimati Radharani, generally she wears a bluish sari because Krishna's in her heart and that manifests on the outside. And by accepting that blue cloth, Mahaprabhu says, Radharani becomes very happy. So then why, if that's the mood of Radharani, and she, Krishna is in the mood, and as Mahaprabhu, Krishna is tasting the mood of Radharani, then why is it that Mahaprabhu accepted saffron color? He explains to Lokanath Goswami. Amaravi chere pare aruna vasana apana ke nija dase mane sarvasana Hare Krishna. Srimati Radharani wears a bluish sari, but when Srimati Radharani is suffering in separation from me, then she puts on saffron cloth. Some Vaishnavas have described that Srimati Radharani was crying and crying in separation from Krishna, and those tears were coming down her face, and they were washing the kumkum that was on the breasts of Srimati Radharani, and that kumkum colored her cloth.
in his separation, Srimati Radharani wears that Aruna Vastra, or that saffron-colored cloth.
Amara lagiya rada hari sati dana Virahe vyakula haya teji lagiya
Except for me, Radharani and the gopis, they gave up their lives feeling my separation.
Ami hate jiva prantanara lagia, se kasta koi de tuma shuni de kandia.
They gave up their lives for me. And he said, Lokanath Goswami, similarly, I'm going to give up my body for them. And he said, you'll see this thing. I'm going to take the complexion of Srimati Radharani and I'm going to wear that same colored dress that she wears when she cries for me. And by doing this, I'm going to become a servant of the gopis. I'm going to become their disciple. We spoke about Gadadhar Pandit a little bit this morning. Gadadhar Pandit is considered to be Radharani. The father of Radharani is Brishabhanu Maharaj. And that same Maharaj Brishabhanu came in Gaura Leela's Pundrik Vidyanidhi. And when Mukunda, one of the dear associates of Mahaprabhu, told Gadadhar, there's this wonderful sadhu, you should come and see him. Gadadhar said, yes, I'd like to see a sadhu. So they went there and they saw this fellow with very perfumed, expensive oil on his hair. Really beautiful silk cloth with embroidery all through it and dozens of servants, and he was sitting on a beautiful soft bed with hand-carved wood, and he was chewing pan and spitting in a gold pot. And Gadadhar Pandit was a brahmachari his whole life, and he was looking at this and he said, this is a sadhu? How can this be a sadhu? And Mukunda saw, oh, Gadadhar has some doubt. So then Mukunda began to sing a verse in the third canto of the Bhagavatam, which begins with the words, Aho Bakiyam, describing how fortunate is the sister of Bakasura, Putana, that she got so much mercy that Krishna accepted her as a dhatri, a nurse. And when Pundrik Vidyanidhi heard that song, he became mad and started tearing at his hair and ripping his clothes to pieces and breaking the bed and smashing his spittoon and everything in the room and crying, Krishna, Krishna, where are you? What happened? Where have you gone? So Gadadhar Pandit, he decided that, oh, I made a big mistake. I made some offense. And to correct my offense, what did he do? I have to take initiation from this personality. I have to become their disciple. So similarly, Krishna decided, I have to become a disciple of the gopis. I can't repay them. The only way that I can repay them is if I become their servant. And just as they gave up everything, I also have to give up everything. Krishna is known as Vamsidhar. He's a player of the flute. Muralidhar. And there at Vamsivat, one night he sat down under that Vamsi, that tree there, and began to blow on his flute. And all the gopis, they ran from their houses. Some of them were with their husbands. Some of them had their babies on their laps. They picked the baby up and put the baby down. And they just ran in the dead of night. They gave up everything. They gave up their shyness. They gave up Vedic culture. They gave up their families. They gave up everything for Krishna. Krishna says in the Gita, Vyavasayatmika Budhi Ekeha Kuru Nandana. Those who are on this path of divine love, they should be ekantic, one-pointed. And Bahusakahyananta Shabudhya Vyavisayanam. Those persons who are multi-branched, Budhya Vyavisayanam, they don't achieve this thing. The gopis are ekantic, but Krishna is Bahusaka. The gopis are one-pointed. They only want to see Dvibhuj Muralidhar, Krishna with two hands playing on a flute with Srimati Radharani by his side. They're not interested in Sakya Ras or in Vatsalya Ras or Dasya Ras. They want to see Krishna with Radharani. Mm-hmm. They're one-pointed. But Krishna's Bahusaka. He reciprocates with everyone. He reciprocates with Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, with Ratak and Patrik, his servants, with Sridham and Subal, his friends. He reciprocates with everyone. But the gopis, they're one-pointed. And they left their families and everything. So Krishna, for him to repay his debt, he also had to leave his family. He had to leave Mother Yashoda. He had to leave Vishnupriya. He had to leave all of his friends in Nabadweep. And he had to run in the dead of night. There's nothing wrong with their love. Their love is spotless and pure and very, very, very inconceivably exalted. We take the dust of their feet on our head every day. But there was something so much more powerful than their love that it drew Krishna away like a magnet and pulls an iron. And that very, very inconceivably powerful thing was the love of Srimati Radharani. And to repay his debt to her, to become her servant, he had to put himself in the same situation that she had put herself. He had to give up everything. To give up his family, give up Navadvip, give up everything and become a beggar of Krishna Prem. The poet Govinda Das, he sings in one song about the mood of Srimati Radharani after Krishna had left. A very nice song. Anyway, it's a little bit of a long thing. But he describes how Srimati Radharani, she became a yogini. She became mad. And she went begging door to door. So Krishna also had to become a mad person and go begging door to door. To repay his debt to Srimati Radharani, he had to take sannyas. That sannyas means gopi bhav. And he had to take that cloth that Srimati Radharani was wearing in her separation from Krishna. By taking sannyas, it means he's giving up Vishnupriya. It means he's giving up Sachimata and all the devotees there in Navadvip. And he's becoming a kantik. There's no difference between Navadvip Leela and Jagannath Puri Leela. They're both the same. But there is some small difference. This Jagannath Puri Leela is Gambira. It's very, very deep. And it's very, very ekantic. Everywhere else, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Navadvip, some days Vrindavan Das Thakur says, some days he adopted the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. Other times the mood of Dhruva Maharaj. Once he adopted the mood of Lord Shiva. Sometimes he adopted the mood of Lord Balaram, or the cowherd boys. He was coming and relishing the mood of all of his devotees. It was like a great playground for Krishna. Just like a child feels so happy if you take him to Disney World and he can go anywhere he wants to go and do anything. So for Krishna, this was an inconceivable playground to be able to come as a devotee. And now I can experience what all my devotees were experiencing. That thing I never got to taste. He got to experience that. But there was one thing that he wasn't able to taste fully in Navadvip. And that was Radha Bhav. because that Radha Bhava is a kantik. Although it's there in Navadvip, but it's a little mixed. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between Navadvip Leela and Jagannath Puri Leela? This is something usually we take about a week to explain. It's a very big topic. Mm-hmm. We touched on this a little the other night, and we'll take it a little further. Krishna has different Rasalilas. And on the bank of the Jamuna at Keshi Ghat, his Rasalila is called Panchayati Ras, open house. Mm-hmm. That same Rasastali has appeared in Navadvip, in the house of Srivas Thakur. Mm-hmm. That's non-different from the Rasastali. And just as every night that Rasastali in Vrindavan, Krishna is dancing with the gopis, so every night in the house of Srivas Thakur, Mahaprabhu was dancing there with his associates. Srimati Radharani left that Rasastali in Vrindavan because she was unhappy, not for her own selfishness. We said this, please remember. But she left because she was disappointed. This is like Khitri. We should have something better for Krishna than this. Yeah, these Munichari gopis, these Rishichari gopis, they don't know rasa in the proper way. We want to give Krishna more pleasure. She was not happy because it was Panchayati Ras, open house Ras Leela for everyone. Well, what is the nature of that Ras Leela which takes place in Navadvip? It's Maha Panchayati Ras. Not only the Municharis and the Rushichari Gopis coming, but Narad Muni's coming in the form of Srivas Thakur. And Lord Brahma is coming in the form of Haridas Thakur. Lord Shiva, Sadashiva is coming in the form of Advaita Acharya. And not only that, his mother was coming. Sachimata was also there. Now any young lady can tell you, and there's a saying we have in America, two is company and three is a crowd. Mm-hmm. Any romantic young lady, she likes to be alone with her boyfriend, with her lover. And if a third person is there, that's very bad, especially if it's her mother. Isn't it, Rukmini? If your mother's there, very bad. Hmm? That's the worst thing. Huh? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could relish something, but it's really a very, very mixed mood. So he had to become Vyadasyatnika Buddhi Ekeha Kuru Nandana. So he took sannyas, and he left his home, and he became one-pointed in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And especially in his last years in Jagannath Puri. That mood, in the mood of Radharani, had two pastimes, his Prachar Leela in South India, and traveling, and his Ashwadhyaya Leela, his pastime of tasting, relishing. The first took place in South India largely, and the second took place in the Gambira. And there in the Gambira, in the association with Sarup Damodar, and Roy Ramananda, the Raghunath Das Goswami, sometimes Gadadhar Pandit, he was relishing in a very one-pointed way the mood of Srimati Radharani. Mm-hmm. So there's a nice song in this connection. Let's see, how's our time doing? There's a nice song in this connection, which is, we can sing, Krishna Kun, you want to turn that on? The flute and danda thing. This is a song by the Gaudiya poet Balaram Das. Nice song. Do you have it? Yes. Okay. Bye.
fila fama corde. Previously, his hair was bound up together, tied in a top knot. But Chuda Eva Kishahina, now he has a shaved head. Natabhada Bhisha, previously he was dressed as the greatest of dancers. But Chadi Palilakopi, now he's given that up and he's wearing a sannyasi's kopan. Gavi Doham Bhanda Chilabhami Kori. Previously, he carried a pot for milking cows. Karanga dhari lagora sei anusai. But now he carries a sannyasi's water pot. Now he has a beautiful golden complexion. Treta dhari ladanu. In Treta Yuga he was carrying a danu, a bow. Dwarpa yeti vangsi. In Dwarpa Yuga he had a flute. Kali yuge dandadari haila sannyasi. But in Kali Yuga, that bow, that flute has become a sannyas danda. Mm-hmm. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna is a sannyasi. Balarama kohi sunanadiya nibasi. Balaram Das says, O residents of Navadvipa, please listen to me. Balarama avaduta. Balaram has become mad. Balaram Das, meaning himself. Mm-hmm. But another meaning is there. That Balaram has become the mad avadut Nityananda Prabhu. And Kanai Sannyasi, Kanai, Krishna has become a sannyasi. So this was what was required to repay his debt to Srimati Radharani. Krishna, he told the gopis, you may recall, yesterday I think we were citing this verse from the 10th canto, when Krishna speaks to the gopis after the Rasa-lila, and he tells the gopis, Napariye ham niravadya samyujam susadu krityam vibudaya sapiva yamabajam dujaya geha shinkalai sambichtaya tadva pratiyatu sadhana. That I can't repay you, pratiyatu sadhana. Let your own sadhana be your glory.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't appear for the purpose of being a deity. He's Channa Avatar. He's Bhakta Roop. He came in the mood of a devotee. We mentioned this also the other day. This is why traditionally Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't put a peacock feather or a flute in the hands or in the body of the deity of Mahaprabhu. Because he's come to be a devotee. We want to please him in that way. So he didn't come to be Krishna. He came as a devotee. He came to serve Srimati Radharani. So in this regard, it's very important for us to understand the bhajan pranali of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because this is his purpose in coming. He came to be a teacher. To teach us how to do bhajan. How to do bhajan in separation. So a question sometimes arises in the minds of devotees. It says in Shastra that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanyaya Avatar. He's the most munificent Lord, the most kind Lord. Jai Sri Sri Radha Govinda Madhava Jew. Jai. He's the most munificent personality. So then, why do we chant Krishnanam? Why don't we chant Gauranam? And Prabhupada says, there's more mercy in Gauranam. Yes. There's no offenses considered in Gauranam. And because of this, some people, they say, yes, we should do like this. But it's never been fully satisfying for everyone. Because devotees, sometimes they wonder, well, okay, you have this thing, it's a new thing, I'm going to chant Gauranam. What kind of a new thing? There's some references, some people did it before, but why is it? If it's such a wonderful thing, why didn't Bhaktivinoda Thakur tell us to do that? Why didn't Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tell us to do that? Why didn't Srila Prabhupada tell us to do that? Why did Srila Prabhupada tell us to chant this Hare Krishna mantra on our beads? Why didn't he tell us to chant Gora, Gora, Gora? Why this Maha Mantra? This is a very important question. A similar question we could ask, why don't we chant the name of Radha? Why we focus more on the name of Krishna than we do Radha? It's described that once when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was visiting Radhakund, a group of his disciples came to see him and they said, Guru Maharaj, one of your disciples, one of our god brothers, he's staying here at Radhakund and he's become very advanced. He stopped chanting Krishna's name. And now he's just chanting Radhe, 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 Radhe all day long, taking bath in Radhakund. He's become a very advanced devotee. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he heard this, he said, yes. He's become very advanced. He said, do you know what will happen if you chant the name of Radha? Do you know? It's described in Brahmavivarta Purana. Rasa dokcharatad eva spitto bhavati madhava dasa dokcharata pashchadavatyeva sasambramaha. When Krishna hears someone say the syllable Ra, then Krishna immediately jumps up and he becomes ecstatic. And then when he hears the next syllable Da, Krishna comes running after that person with great awe and reverence. Ra sabdam gavatas trasto dadami bhaktimuttamam Da sabdam gavata paschat yami shravana lobataha. Krishna proclaims, the moment that I hear the sound Ra from anyone's lips, immediately I give them supreme prem bhakti. But the next moment when I hear the sound Da, then I lose myself and I become intoxicated in Radhanam. Because of my great longing to hear the name of my beloved, I run after the devotee who chants Radhanam. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta cited these verses. It's not a small thing to chant Radha's name. He said, but we have a better program. Our program is we chant Krishna's name and someone else comes running. Srimati Radharani comes running. And this is why we sang this song yesterday, which you may be thinking, gosh, this is really a very high thing. Mm-hmm. Srimati Radharani in her dying condition, her last request to her sakis, I'm going to die. She told them, I can't bear separation anymore from my Pranavallabha. So now, at this last point of my life, take me to the bank of the Jamuna. Under the Kelikadamba tree, smear that black Jamuna mud all over my body. Write Sham, Sham, Sham. Offer Tulsi leaves and that writing of Krishna's name on my body. And then all of you gather around me and chant, Hari, Hari, and I'll leave my body. This is the last limit of Maranaki Mahabha, the last limit, the divine madness of the mood of Srimati Radharani. And it was this mood that Krishna came to repay his debt to Srimati Radharani. Which is more important, to please Krishna or to please Radharani? Yes, you know. Dhyanchanda Goswami, in his Gorgavinda Archana Smarana Padidi, he's written, Dinarada Prasadena Krishna Praptu Najayate Tata Sri Radhika Krishna Smarinyo Su Samyuto. Without the mercy of Radharani, one can never please Krishna. He can never attain Krishna. Therefore, one must remember them together, as they're always nicely situated by each other's side. So we chant this Hare Krishna mantra. This is a Yugala mantra. And in this mantra, both Radha and Krishna are found. And we chant this mantra, bringing them together. It's described in the Bhavishya Purana. Prema bhakto jadishraddha mat prasadam yadichasi tadanarada bhavena radhaya radhako bhava. Krishna says, Narad, if you have faith in prema bhakti and you want to get my favor, then you should become a worshipper, a devotee of Srimati Radharani. A similar thing is described in the Narada Purana. Very beautiful verse. Listen carefully. Such a nice poetic verse. Satyam satyam puna satyam satyam eva puna punaha bina radha prasadena mat prasado na vidyate. Krishna says, O Narad, satyam satyam. Satyam means I vow, it means I tell the truth, it means I swear. Satyam satyam puna satyam. I say it again, I say it again and again. And again, satyam eva puna punaha. Over and over and over and over again, I tell you, listen. Dinarada prasadena, mat prasadana vidyate. Without the mercy of Radharani, you can't get my mercy. And this is how we want to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can worship him as Gaura Narayan. That's okay. And some devotees like to do that. Why not? He reciprocates with everyone. And he describes in Chaitanya Bhagavad that if you do that, then he'll give you that Vishnu Bhakti. But we want something more. We don't want $5 from Bill Gates. We want the full amount of his wealth, the full mercy. And that comes when we worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani. My revered spiritual master used to describe how in Krishna Leela, in Ram Leela, in his Vaikuntha Leelas, in his different pastimes, the Lord's consort always comes. And Srimati Radharani, she's a personified Kripa Shakti, or mercy potency of Krishna. And that Kripa Shakti, Krishna controls. He doesn't allow it to be freely distributed. Because if Radharani's mercy is so inconceivable, it's so great, if that mercy were freely distributed everywhere, then there would be no variegatedness in the Leela. Everyone would become Brijbasis. There would be no difference between Braj Leela and Vaikuntha Leela. Then everyone would enter into Braj. So he doesn't do that. Moreover, because Sadamuktopi Bhadho Smi becomes bound up by the love of those Brijbasis, Krishna keeps it a confidential thing. But when he comes in the mood of Srimati Radharani, that Icha Shakti, which normally controls the Kripa Shakti, it lets the Kripa Shakti go. And the Kripa Shakti can do as it likes. And so therefore we say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanyaya Avatar. He's the most munificent incarnation of the Lord because he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And therefore we say, Chiradadattam Nijagupta Vitam Suprema Namamrita Achyudaraha Apamaram Yo Vitatara Gora Krishna Janevyastamaham Prapadye. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's coming and he's giving this Krishna Prem to everyone. Utama adama kichuna bachila jachi adile kakola kahe premananda emana goranga hridaya dariya bola. Whether you're utama or you're adama, he's giving everyone the topmost thing, this Krishna Prem. He broke open that treasure chest which before was locked up in a very, very confidential way. And he's freely giving that love to everyone, that swabhakti priyam, swabhakti shriyam, his own bhakti shriyam, which means endowed with the love of Srimati Radharani, which means manjari bhav. This manjari bhav means something very, very high. It's described by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sanchari syat samanova Krishna ratya suridratihi adika pushyamana ched bhavulasa ratihi. If the love someone has, some gopi has equal love for Radharani and for Krishna, or maybe more love for Krishna, that's called sanchari rati. When someone has equal love, samarati, it's equal to Radharani and to Krishna. But when someone has greater love, greater allegiance to Srimati Radharani than they do to Krishna, that's called bhavalasarati. And this is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. This is the kirtan of our sampradaya. Why do we chant Krishna's name instead of Gaura's name? Why do we chant Krishna's name instead of Radha's name? Because we have a better program. If we chant Krishna's name, then Srimati Radharani comes running. She becomes very eager. And that same Krishna came in the mood of Radharani. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he instructed the devotees. Jadiyama pratishneha pakishabhakar Hare Krishna vyati yitra nagaideya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram. Jariyama Taki Sabakar. Mahaprabhu said, if you love me, love my instructions. If you love Srila Prabhupada, we should follow Srila Prabhupada. We'll show our love by how we cooperate, by how we follow his instructions. Mahaprabhu says, if you love me, you'll love my instructions. He said, chant Krishna's name. Don't chant anyone else's name. Because we want to help him. Nama yagya mahayagya kalokam asanasanam Krishna prityarthi Krishna chaitanya prityarthi nama yagya samarpanam. This is the samarpana mantra. The mantra that some Vaishnavas they use to offer their kirtan, their japa, to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nama Yagya Mahayagya. This Nam Yagya is the Mahayagya in Kali Yuga. Why? There's Nam Yagya in every Kali Yuga. But in this Kali Yuga, there's something more. Nama Prema Mala Ganti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that name, but he added something else. In every other Kali Yuga, there's some Vishnu avatar who comes and teaches people to chant the holy names. But in this Kali Yuga, this Dunya Kali Yuga, Krishna personally came, but he's in the mood of Radharani. And he's giving something he never gave before. He's giving the holy name, but he made a thread. Now he made a garland out of the holy name with a thread of Krishna Prem coming from Srimati Radharani. And he's giving it to everyone, Uttama, Adama, the elevated people, the lowest people. He's giving it freely to everyone because he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So this is a Mahajagya. Every Kali Yuga there's Namajagya, but Namajagya, Mahajagya. This is a Mahajagya because this is a Jagya in the mood of Radharani. This Jagya, Krishna is going. And he's going door to door. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he describes in one article, I don't have it right at my fingertips, but he says that Krishna's coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's going on his knees, and he's begging everyone, please chant Krishna's name. Why is he doing that? Because he's a beggar. Because he has a debt. If you're a debtor, you have to repay it. He's in debt to the gopis, so he had to become their servant. And as a good servant, he's trying to glorify them. He's trying to carry on their work, and the work of those gopis is to increase the entourage of Krishna, to increase the entourage of gopis, to increase the entourage of persons who love Krishna in that most intimate way in Vrindavan. And Gaura Lila, the Kripa Shakti has been released. Radharani's mercy is being freely distributed to everyone who worships Mahaprabhu in that mood of Radha, not as Gaura Narayan. But in Radha Bhava Jyuti Suvali Tam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. So Namajagya Mahajagya, he's come to repay his debt and we're trying to help him. We're trying to help him repay his debt. This is a Jagya in this age. And other ages, Yajnavai Vishnu, you can worship Lord Vishnu and you can satisfy him. But in this age, Krishna's personally come and he's asking everyone, please help me. He's coming with his cloth as a sannyasi. Radha Krishna bolo re so bai. Radha Krishna bolo sange chalo. E matra bikya chai. Radha Krishna bolo re so bai. He's coming like a beggar and just begging, please chant this name. Chant Krishna's name. I'm a beggar. I have to repay my debt. Please help me. So Namajagya Mahajagya Kolo Komasanasanam. This is a Mahajagya and it'll destroy the evils of Kali Yuga. Kali Kukuraka Kali Kukukadanjari Chahohe. This Kali is like a dog. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with a big stick of the holy name to drive out that dog. Nama Yagya Mahayagya Kolo Kama Sanasanam Krishna Chaitanya Prityarte. It's very dear, this Yagya, Krishna Chaitanya Prityarte, to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another meaning is, it's very dear to Krishna, who's in the mood of Chaitanya. He's very, the Krishna, who has become Chaitanya. Chaitanya means consciousness. It means endowed with the supreme consciousness of Madanakya Mahabhav. He's in the mood of Radharani. This Jagya is the most dear to Mahaprabhu in that mood. Krishna Chaitanya Prityarte Nama Yagya Samarpanam. I offer this chanting for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we don't chant Gauranam as a policy because we have something better to do. We chant Krishna's name. Because better than chanting Gaura's name is acting in a way that pleases Gaura. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu becomes ecstatic when he hears the name of Krishna, Krishna. Because he's in the mood of Radharani in her dying condition of separation. And he's asking everyone to do this kirtan. And we're getting a chance to take part in that. Has anyone here ever done Vrindavan Parikrama during the month of Kartik on an Ekadasi? Raise your hand. You must have. Huh? You know what it's like. It is very crowded today. All the Diliwalas come, thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people maybe. They're all circumambulating Vrindavan Dham. And they have an unspoken rule. Every 10 feet you have to have a big speaker blasting some Hindi Bollywood songs. And the other rule is that all the unspoken rule, all the speakers have to be turned up as loud as they can, and they have to be broken, the speakers. So they make some terrible noise. This seems to be the unspoken rule. And every so often you go along, there's some person there with a pot of water. And they're giving some water to all the yatris. And the yatris are coming, holding their hands out, and they drink that water. That water is meant for them. But some of that water falls through their fingers, it goes in the ground. And the kukurs, the dogs come and they lick it up. The insects and different lower creatures, they come and drink that water. The water is not meant for them, but they're able to drink it. So this is the kirtan of our sampradaya. This chanting of Krishna's names, you know, is described in the book, in the Radha Tantra. It takes place in the spiritual world with Radharani and the gopis. They're really chanting because they're doing premanam sankirtan. They're the qualified persons who are drinking that water, our acharyas. They're drinking that water, but some of that water is falling through their fingers and it's going to the ground. And then so many thousands and thousands of devotees, we're all coming in the form of dogs and insects. And we're licking up that water. Oh, very nice water. Very nice thing. And we're getting to take part in that thing. The most inconceivable thing is when you have the highest thing, but it's becoming available for everyone. I'd like to read to you from a purport of Srila Prabhupada. Please listen carefully. This is a very, very astonishing purport. This is to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 11, text 89. He says, Nautam Das Thakur, honoring the personal associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has sung as follows, Gorangera Sangi Gana Nitya Siddha Kordimani Se Jai Bhajanda Sutta Pash. One who is intelligent understands that all the personal associates and devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are ever liberated. This means that because they're always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, they do not belong to this material world. One who is engaged in the Lord's devotional service 24 hours daily and never forgets the Lord is called Nitya Siddha. Srila Rupa Goswami confirms this statement. Ihaya Shahreya Dashi Karmana Manasagira Nikalasya Pivastasu Jivan Mukta Sauchate. This is very interesting. He doesn't give a translation of this verse, but it's very significant. This verse describes one type of liberation, a liberation when you're still within this material body. And Prabhupada's saying this is, indicates someone who's a nitya siddha. Prabhupada goes on, it becomes a little more intense. Listen. A devotee is always thinking of how better to serve Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how to broadcast his name, fame, and qualities throughout the world. One who is Nitya Siddha has no business other than broadcasting the glories of the Lord all over the world according to his ability. Such people are already associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Nitya Siddha Kordimani. One should not think that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present 500 years ago, only his associates were liberated. Rather, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Nitya Siddha Kordimani. One should not think that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present 500 years ago, it was only his associates. Narottam says that anyone is a Nitya Siddha if they act on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading the glories of the holy name. I'll read that again. Prabhupada says, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says that anyone is a Nitya Siddha if he acts on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading the glories of the holy name of the Lord. We should respect these those devotees preaching the glories of the Lord as Nitya Siddha and should not consider them conditioned. This is a very amazing thing. And a few purports later, Prabhupada says the same thing. Anyone who is pure in life and devoted to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to be understood as a Nitya Siddha, associate of the Lord. How do we understand this? It has a very deep, very, very wonderful purport to it. Sometimes devotees, they complain, "Oh, you ISKCON people, during your Mangal Artik, you're not chanting prayers to Radha and Krishna who are waking up in the Kunj. You're offering prayers to the spiritual master." But they don't understand.
Lalabhasya Vande Guru Sri Charana Ravinda Vande Guru Sri Charana Ravinda Achati Dasarati Lalabhasya Vande Guru Sri
meditate on the divine couple that time of the morning. We don't even meditate on Lalita and Vishakha who are there doing Artik when they wake up. We meditate on our Gurudev, who's one of the Sakhi Manjaris, whose face is pressed up against the walls of that kunj and is looking inside. We offer prayers to that person. This is called Bhavalasarati. We have more devotion to our Gurudev in connection with Srimati Radharani. And therefore we chant Krishna's name to help Krishna to repay his debt as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the kirtan of our sampradaya. Everyone is doing this kirtan. When Krishna comes in the mood of Radharani, the whole universe begins to do kirtan because the Kripa Shakti has been let loose. And not only is she doing that kirtan, but she's engaging everyone else. You also spread this kirtan. You also take part in this thing. You also bring other people to this path and engage them in this kirtan. And by doing this, you're engaging them in the topmost thing. Nama yagyo maha yagya kalo kama sanasanam krishna chaitanya prityarte nama yagya samarpanam. This maha yagya, this Premanam Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is a bhajan in separation. So, Krishna's come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani to become the servant of Radha and the gopis, to repay his debt, and to help him repay that debt, he's engaging so many of his personal associates who are also Sakhi Manjaris who are coming. And they're engaging other people, and they're engaging other people, and they're engaging other people, until finally, it's us. And those persons who engage like this in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada says, they're Nitya Siddha. Because Gaura Lila is going on even today. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, several times in Chaitanya Bhagavad, he says this thing. Ajapiya Chaitanya Shabalila Kore
Jagone Jahare Kore, Jisi Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama.
He says the Gaura Leela is going on right now. It's going on even today for people who can see it. This is the inconceivable mercy of Srimati Radharani, which is being brought and distributed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. That everyone who takes part in this movement, they're Nitya Siddha. Everyone who sincerely takes part in this movement, who surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is doing this thing by the inconceivable mercy of Srimati Radharani, they're a Nitya Siddha already, and not just a Nitya Siddha. Mukti Tuksha Falahoi Nama Basa Hoite. Liberation is an insignificant fruit of even Nama Bas. But they're getting this Bhavalasa Rati. They're getting this topmost mood, which some people call Manjari Bhav, where they're engaged in the service of the gopis in this kirtan. This is the mercy, the inconceivable mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is our bhajan and separation. And we can take part in this by serving our guru. And when our guru leaves this world, then we can cry further. And we can understand something about bhajan and separation. And we can enter in this way, in this Nama Yajna Mahayajna, this great kirtan of our sampradaya, which is brought and established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who Sankirtanaika Pitaro, the father of the Sankirtan movement. Sri Prem Purushottam Satchinandana Gaura Hari Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gopremanande Hari Hari Bo. So I don't know if we have any time left. It's a very big subject. We have 5 minutes. Okay. Any comments or questions from anyone? Yes, Mother Leslie, come.
So,
yes. And this is a very nice thing to preach to people, too, because many people in Kali Yuga, they like ladies should have some position. We also agree with that. That's our whole movement. And that's what our whole movement's all about. That's the ultimate preaching of our movement.
In London, Srila Prabhupada was giving a class, and he said to about what you said, that the drops of the water, everyone can... So Srila Prabhupada was saying to us, when you go in Arinam, the people who see you smile, they make as much spiritual advancement as you do. Wow. You understand my English?
Yes.
Yes. And I was a very new devotee, and at that time, my heart was, you know, and I thought, oh, because it was very cold, we do Arinam all day, icy, in Amsterdam, with Dhananjaya and Balaboba. Mm. And I felt, oh, if I knew, then I would have stayed. Because after 2-3 hours of that, we go very happy, but after 2-3 hours we are not the real taste of food, so we feel the cold and all that. But the people who have seen you moving and chanting, they make as much spiritual advancement as you are making. So it's so important to do the Arinam.
You have a comment? Yes.
And people are falling down. It's
an amazing thing. It's an amazing, very, very special movement. As we were speaking the other day, we shouldn't be discouraged because we're not seeing so many fruits and flowers on the trees yet. But be patient. It's good seed. And that seed is gradually sprouting. It's a little under the ground right now and hiding, but it's going to come up. Okay. Anything else from anybody?
What Mataji is saying, I'd like to read a couple of verses from Narada Pancharatra that describes the benefit of someone who simply becomes initiated. Mm-hmm. Someone who receives Vishnu mantra. It's said that Krishna mantra pasakanam sadhu darshanam atyataha satya jangmarjitat papan muchate natya sangsayaha. Just by seeing a devotee who's chanting the name of Krishna, all of one's sinful reactions that have been accumulated for 100 lifetimes become vanquished. There's no doubt. And then he goes on, Vaishnava darshananeva sparsanina chaparvati sadhyaputam jalam bahir jagatputa samiranaha. Just by seeing a Vaishnav, all the demigods become purified. Very nice thing. So this is Mahaprabhu Sankirtan. Okay. Thank you all very much for being so kind and being such a good audience and part of this Vaishnav Sangha. Srila Prabhupada ke. Vanchakopatridhishchan. Srila Prabhupada ke. Vanchakopatridhishchan. Vishindu beva chan. Paditanam.